should be heading home in January. The Republican-controlled House again rejected calls for a timetable for getting U.S. forces out of Iraq. The vote, 279 to 109, 34 lawmakers voted present instead of yes or no. The resolution says lawmakers are committed to achieving victory in Iraq. But Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says, quote, nobody's defined what victory is. Democrats say the resolution was politically driven, designed by Republicans, just to try to limit debate about the war. The Democrats offered an alternative statement congratulating Iraqis for holding three successful elections this year. Republicans rejected that. Complaints about those Iraq elections may delay the final results for a couple of weeks. One candidate from the largest Sunni slate says participation in key Sunni areas was high, but it could have been higher. There are reports some polling places were closed for security. Others ran out of ballots. Officials estimate turnout across Iraq could be as high as 70%. Election day violence, mostly quiet. Despite heavy lobbying by the Bush administration, supporters could not get the votes today to renew parts of the Patriot Act. George Bush and congressional leaders have refused to accept a short extension of the law to allow more time for debate. Opponents argue the bill does not have enough safeguards and infringes too much on the privacy of American citizens. The Bush administration's use of spy powers is raising new questions. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says he will hold hearings into allegations the National Security Agency spied on people in the U.S. without getting warrants. Senator Arlen Specter says the hearings will have a very high priority. The New York Times reports the NSA may have spied on as many as 500 people at any given time since 2002. Specter calls that, quote, inappropriate. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says, though Bush acted lawfully in everything he's done, but neither Condoleezza Rice nor White House spokesman Scott McClellan would actually confirm or deny the story about the secret spying. This is Air America Radio News.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Cause I got a good feeling and I don't feel no pain at all. Riding my day.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Thank goodness it's Friday. Boy, what a hell of a week. Just the week ended in a bang, not a whimper. It was pretty unbelievable today. A lot of people are saying a partial victory in the defeat, temporary as it may be, of the extension of certain sections of the Patriot Act. And that's a reason to celebrate. I say nonsense. It may be a temporary hiatus in this country's march to fascism, but it's only that. I'm sorry. I can't see it any other way. A little later on tonight, we'll have Kathy's Good News Week in Review to share with you. Deconstructing the Bush crime family, is that what it does? Okay, stick around for that. I'm astonished, as always, that lying about oral sex in the Oval Office is cause for impeachment. But spying on Americans? What did we find out this week? We found out both the Defense Department and the National Security Agency have been keeping dossiers on Americans, spying on us, in violation of the law. Period. Violation of the law. Lists being compiled. We have an administration in place that, to some degree, is complicit in the attack of 9/11, 2001, either through the moron ignoring legitimate intelligence that had been collected over the 5 years prior to his theft of the Oval Office. Legitimate intelligence that said Osama bin Laden determined to strike in the United States. That's not impeachable. The outing of a CIA agent. Just on and on and on. There's no point going through the list. None of that is an impeachable offense when the legislative branch and the judicial branch and the executive branch of government are in the hands of people who are systematically, consciously destroying the United States. You know it as well as I do. The ditto heads don't know it. The suck-ups that listen to Hannity and Limbaugh and Savage, that never stops. I mean, that round and round and round in circles of these people who are celebrating the death of America is unbelievable. And it's going to continue until such time as the people of the United States say we've had enough. Now, the news that came out today that it was in the, you know, we mentioned it last night. It was in the New York Times, lengthy article. And the Times, in the first part of the article, went on to explain how they were complicit in keeping this information from the American public. Jesus Christ. George Bush, acting as though he were Adolf Hitler or Joe Stalin or Mao or any dictator, Saddam, Just pick one. Pinochet, it doesn't make any difference. Bush ordered the National Security Agency to spy on Americans, to spy on American citizens. Now, it's my understanding, according to the Times article, there were employees of the National Security Agency who couldn't stomach that and refused to do it. What happened to them, I have no idea. If their careers ended, their careers ended. George W. Bush, you see, and don't you all, doesn't everybody know this already? I mean, the regular listeners to this program, you understand this, of course. Bush is so far above the Constitution. What did he say? Quoted in Capitol Hill Blue, here comes the GD word again. It's a goddamn piece of paper. That's what he said. If you believe Doug Thompson in Capitol Hill Blue. I know a lot of people out there don't believe it. Fine. It doesn't matter to me. Whether he said it or not is immaterial. He demonstrates every single day, George W. Bush does, his disrespect for the laws of this country. 230 years have preceded his worthless ass taking over. Nothing. Nothing matters to this man except the accumulation of wealth and power. I truly wonder how far this regime can go before the American people say enough. I've wondered that for 4 years. And the supreme irony here is that while Bush gave the okay for spying on American citizens, he refuses to turn over as much as a piece of used Kleenex to any investigative body trying to discover the truth about his energy commission, or his secret Harkin financial dealings, or his pre-Iraq intelligence, or what he knew about bin Laden before the 9/11 attacks, or who in his administration leaked a secret agent CIA identity, or why Halliburton received no-bid contracts in Iraq, or where he's established torture interrogation centers around the planet, and on and on and on and on. Now, I don't know what some of you right-wing cowards who listen to this program, gutless as you are, so willing as you are to join this march into American fascism, I don't know why you call yourself Americans. Even right-wing pieces of human waste like Bob Barr has seen the light. I don't know what it's going to take for some of you right-wing halfwits. I really don't. You Republicans, you conservatives. What does this man have to do in destroying the Constitution of the United States, destroying our legal system, polluting, destroying everything he touches? What's he going to have to do before the right-wingers in this country come to the realization that they are supporting a tyrant? Now, maybe you've already come to that conclusion. See, I keep operating on perhaps a false premise that you right-wingers value freedom and justice and dignity and honor and truth, and I may be wrong. As a matter of fact, I'm beginning to believe I'm totally wrong. You people value Hitlerian ethics. You folks are nothing but followers. You are cowards. You stink. You really do. You really stink. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what kind of a vehicle you drive. I don't care how expensive your house is or what schools your children go to with you're paying high tuitions. All these material things that you think set you apart from the average American, you still stink. You're useless. Because you support a man with your vote, with your money, with your attitude, with your crapola, you support a man that's destroying my country. It's not your country. It's my country that's being destroyed. Your country ended in a bunker beneath the city of Berlin in 1945. That's when your country ended. So today was just an unbelievable day. New York Times, once again, at least now they admit that they are complicit in agreement with the destruction of constitutional protections of liberty and freedom in this country. They had the information for a year. And is there somebody on the editorial board of the New York Times who still believes, for God's sake, that George Bush cares about this country? Is there? Who would it be? Bill Keller? Who is it? Who on the editorial board of the New York Times agreed that the information they had over a year ago, that the National Security Agency, in violation of federal law, as well as the Constitution, was spying on American citizens? It's astonishing. He won't give public information to Congress, the 9/11 Commission, Cindy Sheehan, the Justice Department, the GAO, but he wants to look inside your private life, and the bastard does. He demands privacy for himself and denies privacy to everyone else. How does that make you feel, truth seeker? His rights in that goddamn piece of paper are sacred. Yours? They don't exist.
So I have a duty to protect the executive branch from legislative encroachment. I mean, for example, when the GAO demands documents from us, we're not going to give them to them.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I don't want you reading my personal stuff.
Past the hour, right after the next break, we're going to do the first go-around here tonight of Good News Week. We'll probably play it again around 12:30 Eastern Time. Both the Pentagon and the National Security Agency operating without warrants on hundreds, perhaps thousands of people inside the United States since 2002. And we still have people in this country who think that we still live in a democratic republic. We have a man in the Oval Office who has zero respect for the law. None. No respect whatsoever. Our law, some other country's law, international law, matters not to this thug. And I just, you know, I just let me say this, and don't send any. Please don't send in any emails because I'm not really planning anything weird. But I sometimes wonder what is the point in sitting in here at night talking about this. What is the point in your listening? It's the march towards American fascism that really began. Back in the late 20s, early 30s. And has had its bubble-up moments and its suppressed moments cyclically over the past 80 years. And all of a sudden we have in place American Nazis who have decided that the time is now. And I don't know how to stop this. I don't mean me personally or you personally. I mean as a country. This is a frustrating part because I don't know how to say this. I don't know how to get this out. Is this not serious enough that the American people would say, no, we're not going to do this? We're not going to do this? Is it not serious? What does it take to bring 20 million people into the streets? What the hell does it take? This revelation in the last 24 hours that the President of the United States operates completely extra-legally has absolutely no respect for the Constitution or federal law. None! None! He's already violated his oath of office how many times? And now this. And that his two primary cohorts, Rumsfeld and Cheney, equally urinate and defecate all over the United States Constitution as often and as frequently as they can, and then go on the Hannity program or the Limbaugh program and laugh about it. And they sit there and stroke each other on these programs about how they are destroying American democracy. So I don't know. It's becoming a fool's errand, liberal talk. Liberal talk radio, you know, whoever does it on this network or someplace else, Peter Werby, Tom Hartman, you know, I don't know. Isn't it? I mean, I pose that as a question. Now, which is not to say that the liberal talk is going to stop until such time as the government turns it off. Now, will that ever happen? Oh, I don't know. Did you ever think that the National Security Agency and the Defense Department would be building dossiers and spying on American citizens? did you? And then they laugh about it and make jokes about it? Did you ever think we would have a president who lied us into a war deliberately and consciously? You can almost cut Lyndon Johnson some slack 40 years ago when the report came over what? A telephone call or shortwave radio or some kind of a Morse code transmission that U.S. naval boats had been attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin? But this man, this thug, this George W. Bush, who either by his ineptitude or his careful planning and those around him allowed this country to be slammed on September 11th, 2001, and then turned it into this. War without end and the destruction of American constitutional protections. Jesus! Why? I mean, come on! What does it take? What does it take? I don't know, True Seeker. It's getting very, very frustrating. It's getting very difficult to continue to beat against the this tide, excuse me, this tide of American fascism that just seems to keep building and building and building. I've said before we don't have any answers on this program. But I'm beginning to think that you know, what's the point in questioning this? The American people seem to not care. Oh, I know the polls say, oh, nasty, nasty Bush. But who's doing anything about this?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Users directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Oh, that's Pudge.
Well, your man.
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
Here comes a helicopter. Second time today.
It's about 25 before the hour. I get so caught up in the outrage of the day that I forgot to tell you an important announcement regarding programming on my program and Randy Rhoads' program over the next 2 weeks. You don't have to write this down. It'll be posted somewhere on the Air America Radio website, maybe at my website. But I'll be substituting for Randy next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then we'll do our annual Christmas show next Thursday night at a regular time, and then we're off Friday. And Peter Werbing will be filling in for me all three of those nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's the lead up to Christmas. And then the following week, we'll be doing the same, basically the same thing, a little bit different, but Werby will be filling in for me again. I'll be sitting in for Randy Rhoads. So over the next 2 weeks. There's only going to be, what, two Malloy programs in their usual time slot. Is that right, Kathy? So just note that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday coming, I'll be filling in for Randy. Peter Werby will be filling in for me. All right? That's pretty confusing, but you can handle it. Two stories that I want to just touch on, and then we're going to do a Good News Week. How long does it run this week? About 3 minutes? Okay. The FBI in Sacramento. This is reported today by KXTV Channel 10 in Sacramento. I believe it was today. Civil rights groups are criticizing the FBI and the suburban school district for, no, I guess it was yesterday, for allowing federal agents to question a 16-year-old high school student who had doodled PLO on his binder 2 years ago. A pair of FBI agents interviewed Munir Mario Rashed, a junior at Calvine High School, about the PLO and whether he had pictures of suicide bombers stored on his cell phone. Now, this kid is a fourth-generation Palestinian-American. You know, you have to go back to his great-great-great-great-grandparents to find somebody who actually lived in the Middle East. The kid said he told the agents that the only photo he carried on his phone's screen was of a mosque. He said, "I was scared." Now, this interview took place about 2 months ago. He said, "I was scared. I didn't know what was going on or what I had done wrong." The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and the Council on American-Islamic Relations of Sacramento sent a letter of protest yesterday to the Elk Grove School District complaining that administrators had violated a district policy requiring that parents be notified before law enforcement officials interview a student. And the story goes on and on and on and on. Apparently, the complaint came from a math teacher who confronted this kid 2 years ago over a reference to the PLO that he had scrawled in 3-inch block letters on a binder, his notebook binder. And also today, what did I see on the news? A couple of kids, young kids, under the age of 10? I'm not sure. I don't remember the story completely. Was it Northwest Airlines flight? We're talking about bombs? And so the pilot either landed or didn't take off. Again, I didn't get the whole story. I just caught the tail end of the, what the hell? And everybody had to exit the aircraft, and the kids had to be interviewed? This is what Bush has done to the United States. This is a little sliver of what this sick, degenerate George W. Bush has done to the United States. The supporters of the Patriot Act, the incipient fascists who now control the United States, got a little setback today. They'll figure out a way to overcome it. The Patriot Act extensions and this and that was stopped temporarily. Some Republicans joined with Democrats. The vote was 52-47 against ending debate and allowing a yes or no vote on the law itself. And by doing it that way, according to these half-assed rules of the Senate, that meant, okay, we're not going to continue to discuss it, but the law is going nowhere. That's it. It's over for this session. And that leaves the bill up in the air. These senators are due to leave for the Christmas break, and the laws in question, the sections of the USA Patriot Act, the USA Fascist Act, expire December 31st. So, this failed doctor from Tennessee, Frist, says he's going to keep the Senate open until this thing is decided. Well, good luck, partner. But it's been stopped for the time being. One of the supporters of this fascism, John Kyle, Republican of Arizona. Why do you people in Arizona send a fascist to D.C. to represent you? John Kyle said that if the Patriot Act had been in place before September 11th, the attacks never would have happened, which shows the enormous depth of the ignorance, stupidity, or deliberate lies of John Kyle. Bush ignored intelligence, Senator Kyle, that could have stopped the attacks had we been on alert and ready for something. The USA Patriot Act would have stopped nothing. That's pretty much all we have to talk about tonight. We'll take your phone calls here coming up. I'd like to hear from as many people as possible tonight. The phone number is 866-303-2270. I think I am just too, it's just below the surface. I'm just absolutely too furious to sit here and prattle on like I do most nights. So, and if any of you right-wingers want to call in and defend this, no, I guess I shouldn't say that because I would metaphorically just rip your heads off and spit in your necks. So what we're going to do here is kick off the conversations for the next couple of hours with Good News Week. All right, here it is, our producer Kathy Bay's synopsis, in their own words, from sound clips taken this week.
It's Good News Week. Someone's dropped the bombs and we're contaminating atmosphere.
I don't feel in a bubble. I mean, you feel in a bubble in the sense that I can't go walking out the front gate. I can't say I've read every single article in the newspaper. I have people on my staff that walk in on every morning and say, this is how I see it. This is what's brewing today. Very aware of what's in the news. I'm aware because I see clips. People from all walks of life have, you know, informed me and informed those who advise me. Every morning I look at the newspaper. I can tell you what the headlines are. In our fight to keep American free, we'll never quit.
Do you believe he's innocent?
DeLay? Yes, I do.
Congressman, DeLay's matter is an ongoing legal proceeding. Call the presidential prerogative. He responded to that question, but...
When he's over there, we get our votes through the House.
I don't know the facts.
You know, the Abramoff, I'm not frankly not all that familiar with a lot that's going on up there in Capitol Hill. He was an equal money dispenser.
Don't have additional information at this point. I don't know all the facts. I don't have additional information. We just don't have all the facts.
It's an ongoing investigation. We're not going to talk about it further while it's ongoing.
And their propaganda machine, pretty darn intense. I've come to discuss an issue of vital importance to the American people, and that is victory in the war on terror.
I think we are welcomed, but it was not a peaceful welcome.
September the 11th changed our country. And that war started on September the 11th, 2001. September the 11th, 2001, our nation awoke to a sudden attack on that fateful morning of September the 11th, 2001. 2 years after the attacks of September the 11th, terrorists in Iraq share the ideology of the terrorists who struck the United States on September the 11th. Listen, the attack of September the 11th was a part of a broad strategy. 9-11 changed my look on foreign policy. And the 9-11 attacks accentuated that threat as far as I'm concerned. September the 11th also changed the way I viewed threats like Saddam Hussein. It is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong. The entire world thought he had weapons of mass destruction.
Everybody thought the guy had weapons of mass destruction.
Given Saddam's history and the lessons of September the 11th, my decision to remove Saddam Hussein was the right decision. I don't think we're safe, but there's a lot of them who lurk and hide. They've got designs and ambitions. They've laid out their strategy and they explain their tactics. And part of their tactics is to create vacuums. Our tactics continue to change, but our goal in Iraq has not changed. A free and democratic Iraq.
Got the old ink stained fingers there.
How many Iraqi citizens have died? I would say 30,000, more or less. Respect for the belief of others is the only way to build a society where compassion and tolerance prevail. These guys are very tough, and they're cold-blooded killers. We will fight this war without wavering, and we will prevail. Our goal is victory, and victory will be achieved. They can't defeat us militarily. The only way we can lose is if we lose our nerve. We've lost about 2,140 of our own troops. There's a lot of joy seeing the Iraqi people accomplish this major milestone. We will fight this war without wavering, and we will prevail.
What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? This could be.
And, of course, there's just mountains more of this kind of filth, this kind of putrid filth that now represents a rhetoric from a president of the United States of America. Kathy selected that which she could. It's again, it's just mind-boggling, is it not, where we are here? What are you going to do besides just party. What was the movie, Kathy, I'm drawing a complete blank, damn it, Germany in the 30s, the musical, Cabaret. Yeah, is that the attitude that that should be developed, that was the attitude of artists and writers and dancers and singers and magicians and free thinkers in Germany in the 30s? What the hell? There's no way to stop this. The only thing that'll stop this is when the son of a bitch commits suicide in the bowels of his bunker underneath the streets of Berlin, whenever that is destined to happen. So, party on.
Life is funny, skies are sunny, bees may honey.
We're still at war. It's in our country's interest to find those who would do harm to us and get them out of harm's way.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The press missed the mark this week in covering Tookie Williams' plea to halt his execution. The real story wasn't the celebrities who lined up to support him. It wasn't whether he'd redeemed himself through his anti-gang work. It wasn't even the outrageous racial skew to the people we send to death row. The real question is this. Is the death penalty even moral? The answer is no. Thinking people from across the political and religious spectrum agree, from conservative Senator Sam Brownback to religious leaders. This month's Mother Jones features the story of Catholics who are standing up to protest capital punishment. The essence is this. The act of killing another person is never justified, even as justice for a barbaric act. It demeans us as a society. This is the message our elected officials should hear.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Going to be important for nations to know they will be held accountable for inactivity. You're either with us or you're against us.
Isn't that a pretty song? Wow. Randy in San Francisco lets me know it wasn't Northwest, it was a Southwest Airlines flight from Oakland to Burbank. Is that right? Thanks, Randy. All right, let's do some phone calls here. Jan is calling from North Carolina. Jan, welcome to the program. Jan, I'm sorry. Jan, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jan.
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm asking you, aren't you a little bit of a hypocrite?
About what?
Well, it's the thinking of the Bush people that makes your life possible. So the question I'm really asking is, how much would you be willing to sacrifice? Because
Hold on a second, Jan. What did you say? My what depends on the Bush? Well, say that again.
Well, you know, we consume a certain amount of energy in this world.
Oh, I see. You're crazy. Will you please stop the nonsense and repeat your question to me?
Yeah.
All right, don't come across like a crazy man, okay?
Hold on.
You're representing an awful lot of right-wingers right now. You people are scum, and we let you on every time you call in. But for Christ's sake, don't make yourself to be a total fool, Jan. Now talk to me as normally as you can.
What
right?
I'm saying is that the very way we live our life causes the rest of the world to suffer. And how much sacrifice are you willing to take? Because if we want to end the nonsense about the war and the oil, etc., we as Americans have to realize that our way of life causes a lot of pain to the rest of the world.
Okay, so what's your point? Are you asking me, I'm willing to sacrifice whatever it takes, because it's not the American life, the way of life that's at stake, Jan. Your eyes only see about 7 inches in front of your putrid skull. It's the lives of everybody on this planet that are at risk because of the Bush crime family policies. What the hell is wrong with you?
No.
All right. Goodbye. See you, Jan. Jesus. Why? Why does that happen? Why does that happen? Got any more right wingers out there? I mean, can any of you make sense ever? Okay. Eileen is calling from New York. Eileen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, Eileen.
You know, I think he might have been saying that we use so much energy. He might have been approaching it from a different aspect than what you were.
Well, I understand what he was saying, but he begins by saying, I'm a hypocrite. That's not.
Oh, I missed that.
No, that's not how you get a discussion going with somebody. You see, I sit on this program every night and talk about how the Bush crime family's policies are destroying the planet, and this guy calls in and says, I'm a hypocrite. As though he knows anything about me, how
See?
I live my life.
I shift the phone for a second, and I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed the whole, well, saying that to you is sort of like poking a panther.
Oh! Oh, my God!
It's like, come on.
Right, I know.
I know. Well, anyway, so what I was going to say was, first of all, I don't think most people in this country have any idea that we're being spied on. I don't think they know, because is the press talking about it? I haven't heard anything.
Well, it's been on the network news reports. I saw it tonight on CBS. I saw Wolf Blitzer, the former German U-boat commander.
Oh,
who now
Wolf
works for CNN. Yeah, Wolf Blitzer was talking about it. The commentators on ABC and CBS are talking about it. But I don't think the importance of that or the hideousness of that is registering with the American people.
It's not.
Who's
and
the guy on
the press for that?
Well, yeah. Plus, just the inherent idiocy of the sheep that make up the bulk of the people in this country now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to think that our government is spying on American citizens, and here we sit tonight. I mean, is that not just
that just shakes the very foundations of the Constitution?
Thank you. Thank
which
you.
Is
exactly.
Personal freedom. And rights as American citizens. Now all of a sudden we have none. This illegitimate, unelected little bastard, I'm sorry, is squatting there like a toad, and he has the nerve. And he's not worth, you know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm incoherent. There was more I wanted to say.
All right. Well, hold on. We'll come back. Let me break. We'll come back. You can say. What else you've got to say? Because I understand the feeling where you get enraged and start tripping over your words because you just want to unleash with... you want to do a Howard Stern, and you can't do it on over-the-air radio. Maybe we should all switch to cable radio or satellite radio. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken. Because I know you love chicken. And who doesn't like toast?
Or...
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany. And I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Oh,
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The top U.S. military commander in Iraq says he will make recommendations in the next few weeks about more troop withdrawals from Iraq. After the parliamentary elections, he says he expects troop levels to drop back to what had been the average level of 138,000 by early February. General George Casey says by late next fall, the Iraqi military should be able to largely take the lead in the country's defense with some continued support from the U.S. Iraqi police forces, he says, are lagging behind that and will be able to take charge of internal security by late next year or early 2007. General Casey says the two extra battalions that were sent to Iraq for election security should be heading home in January. The Republican-controlled House again rejected calls for a timetable for getting U.S. forces out of Iraq. The vote, 279 to 109, 34 lawmakers voted present instead of yes or no. The resolution says lawmakers are committed to achieving victory in Iraq. But Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says, quote, nobody's defined what victory is. Democrats say the resolution was politically driven, designed by Republicans, just to try to limit debate about the war. The Democrats offer an alternative statement congratulating Iraqis for holding three successful elections this year. Republicans rejected that. Complaints about those Iraq elections may delay the final results for a couple of weeks. One candidate from the largest Sunni slate says participation in key Sunni areas was high, but it could have been higher. There are reports some polling places were closed for security. Others ran out of ballots. Officials estimate turnout across Iraq could be as high as 70%. Election day violence, mostly quiet. Despite heavy lobbying by the Bush administration, supporters could not get the votes today to renew parts of the Patriot Act. George Bush and congressional leaders have refused to accept a short extension of the law to allow more time for debate. Opponents argue the bill does not have enough safeguards and infringes too much on the privacy of American citizens. The Bush administration's use of spy powers is raising new questions. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says he will hold hearings into allegations the National Security Agency spied on people in the U.S. without getting warrants. Senator Arlen Specter says the hearings will have a very high priority. The New York Times reports the NSA may have spied on as many as 500 people at any given time since 2002. Specter calls that, quote, inappropriate. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says, though Bush acted lawfully in everything he's done, but neither Condoleezza Rice nor White House spokesman Scott McClellan would actually confirm or deny the story about the secret spying. This is Air America Radio News.
Pow! Boink! Have you ever dreamed about making your own comic books from your video game play or your own photos? Now you can! Planetwide Games comic book creator self-publishing software for the PC will let you use your video game play and digital photos to make your own comic books. This super simple, easy to use software allows you to create your own customized and personalized actual or online comic book using your own digital imagery. Immortalize everything from a dramatic battle scene from your online gameplay experience to your vacation. Select from one of over 500 unique layout and design templates and just add in the software's word bubbles, icons, clip art, and text to bring to life whatever story you can imagine. Become a comic book creator for just $19.99.
For a free trial, go to mycomicbookcreator.com/radiooffer5. That's mycomicbookcreator.com/radiooffer5.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now, 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on
on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Let's get back to a phone call from Eileen, who has checked in from New York. All right, you had some other things you wanted to bring up, Eileen. Let it rip.
Okay. There are two things that we really need to do. And I know you say you don't have answers. There are some answers, but they're going to take a lot of effort on the part of, unfortunately, a few people, because there aren't a lot of us that are willing to be mobilized enough to do what it takes. And it's going to take money, too. We need some kind of infrastructure. I mean, Air America is great, and it's arguably made a huge impact on how people are getting their news, and it's growing. But we need more. We need more radio stations. We need more media. We need cable. We need and we need some deep-pocketed people who would be willing to throw in to finance things like this. We also need grassroots progressives to run for something, run for anything. I'm thinking about running for, just maybe for the school board, and just run for anything. Get as many progressives in as possible. Mm-hmm. Work your way up through the system. That's the only way to change it. And we need to, the crux of the problem is money. There's all this corporate money and lobbyists. This has to go. We have to completely overhaul campaign finance. And it has to be done, because it's the only way for our government to answer only to the people. That's the nut right there.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, where do we find liberals who will do that? Look, let me, I think you may know this. When this network was being put together by Shelley and Anita Drobny 3 years ago, when they were out beating the Bushes for money to get this network started, they went to the usual sources of liberal, liberal wealth, and were turned down over and over and over again. There are halfwits out here who think that George Soros is behind this network, or that Bill Gates, or I don't know what people think. But,
well, how many times has Bill O'Reilly talked about George Soros?
O'Reilly is a sick, degenerate son of a bitch that somebody ought to just put in a nice, safe house and let him stay there for the rest of his ugly life. But
where he could make indecent phone calls.
Yeah, well, that's true. But the idea of liberals doing what neo-Nazis did, I've always dated it from the defeat of Barry Goldwater back in 1964, but they really kicked in the 80s once they got this halfwit Ronald Reagan elected president. Then it was full speed ahead where it concerned corrupting the judicial. That's the one thing that Reagan did in his 8 years. He absolutely destroyed the judicial branch of government.
And he began dismantling the unions as well.
Right. So there is a lot of money out there in the hands of liberals, but they don't care. I guess these rich liberals feel they're safe in their gated communities, or with their ability to escape
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I know time is short. I really think that things are so much more serious now, and I think a lot of these deep-pocketed liberals who've been sitting on their butts are getting very, very alarmed. I mean, things have really, really gotten bad. And, you know, we're going to do it because we have to do it, because the alternative is unthinkable. The alternative is we become a third-world banana republic. And you can't tell me that these people don't know that. By the way, I saw Left of the Dial. I know what happened, and that this, you know, I forget the guy's name, who was supposed to be the money guy, didn't have any money.
Yeah, Cohen, the first one, Evan Cohen.
Evan Cohen, right.
Who turned out to be an absolute liar.
Exactly.
You know, and a sneak and a cheat, and it's a shame it started that way. Thank God other people stepped in and mm-hmm. brought this network into life, but... as far as a television or expanding or another network or buying radio stations, it takes money. It takes an enormous pile of money. And I'm just wondering when, and I know the answer, when wealthy liberals will step up and do something about it. I'll tell you when. Never.
Well, you know, I have to hope, because it really is.
Oh, I hope, too, of course.
It's absolutely essential.
Oh, I hope, too, but... well, let's just see what happens. Hey, listen, thanks, Eileen.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, I appreciate you checking in. Before we go back to the phone calls, Instructions for Life. Somebody sent this to me, and I really appreciate it. It's a very quick reading here. This is what the Dalai Lama had to say for 2005. All it takes is a few seconds to read and think over. I really like this. I'm sure it applies to the year coming up. These are instructions for life. First, take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risk. Second, when you lose, don't lose the lesson. Third, follow the three R's: respect for self, respect for others, and responsibility for all your actions. Fourth, remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck. 5. Learn the rules so you know how to break them properly. 6. Don't let a little dispute injure a great relationship. 7. When you realize you've made a mistake, take immediate steps to correct it. 8. Spend some time alone every day. 9. Open your arms to change, but don't let go of your values. 10. Remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. 11. Live a good, honorable life. Then when you get older and think back, you'll be able to enjoy it a second time. 12. A loving atmosphere in your home is the foundation for your life. 13. In disagreement with loved ones, deal only with the current situation. Don't bring up the past. 14. Share your knowledge. It's a way to achieve immortality. 15. Be gentle with the earth. 16. Once a year, go someplace you've never been before. 17. Remember that the best relationship is one in which your love for each other exceeds your need for each other. 18. Judge your success by what you had to give up in order to get it, whatever it is. 19. Approach love and cooking with a reckless abandon. I like that. I like that guy. I know a lot of people are now going to email me and say, yeah, but he's... he wants to destroy representative government. He's, I still like... All right, let me rephrase. I like listening to him. Back to your phone calls. Kirk is calling from Worcester, Massachusetts. Kirk, welcome to the program.
Oh, wow. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Kirk.
Welcome to the show. A few things. First, Massachusetts state troopers are now... these are new graduates that just graduated from, I think, from, I don't know, what did they graduate from, police academy or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
They are now being sent to Fallujah, Iraq. I just found out.
Well, they have to be in the National Guard or the reserves. I mean, we can't just send policemen over there that just came out of trooper school, can we?
It was Mass State. This is Mass State Troopers. Just graduated from.
Well, maybe so. I don't know anymore, Kirk. I know that used to be an impossible situation. People don't go to trooper school and get out and get sent to Iraq unless you're in the military. But given the fact that the country is now run by a handful of insane people, I wouldn't be surprised if your story is absolutely right on. But I would bet if you checked a little bit further, Kirk, you'd find out that they were probably National Guard members or Army Reserve members and
were
specifically sent to a trooper school in order to by the military in order to learn policing tactics, although the military maintains a training facility for military police. I'm not sure where it's located, but there is one. So I don't know. Your story is interesting. I just wonder what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So check it out further and let us know, all right?
Yeah. Also, let's see. One of the 44 Democrats that voted to reauthorize the Patriot Act, Benjamin Cardin, Congressman Cardin, who wants to replace Paul Sarbanes since he's retiring from the Senate, I say, Marilyn, don't vote for him in the primary. Vote for either Kusi Mufum, Alan Lichtman, Lisa Van Susterkeen, or Joshua Rails. Vote for either one of those candidates.
Well, that's the way. Yeah, that's the way to defeat Democrats who aren't really Democrats. Beat them in the primary. Kirk, thanks. Got a break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Terrorism.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Searchlight on my trail. Tonight's the night, all systems fail. Hey, you, good-looking people. Come in.
Tonight's gonna be a jailbreak. 22 past the hour. Let's go to Big Dave, who is calling in from Queens, New York. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine. I enjoy reading the stuff you send me. Sometimes I read them on the air.
Oh, thanks a lot. On occasion. I have school 4 nights a week, so Friday is usually a good night for me.
Uh-huh.
So usually I can get some stuff in. I wanted to talk about the religion elements of this all. I first want to start off by saying, look, everybody in this country, you have a right to believe what you want to believe, whether it's Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, atheism, agnosticism, etc.
Not for much longer, Big Dave.
I know that. Well, that's what I want to get. That's what I want to start getting towards.
Right.
I think we're not going to get anywhere unless we start challenging these people at their roots. They've ingrained into our society that the Bible is the Word of God. If you do simple math and simple science with carbon-14 testing, and you do the chronology of mathematical years from now back to Adam, which is about 6,000, and then you learn that the Earth has been here billions of years, you have irrefutable proof that the Bible is not the Word of God.
Right.
You have proof that Jesus is not the, quote, Son of God, and this is all mythology, just like Greek mythology, Roman mythology, etc. Unless we start challenging them on those basic roots, yes, if you want to believe that, that's fine. But don't use government to impose it on us, and people need to have the courage to stand up to them in these small towns and these communities and say, okay, the Bible's not the Word of God, the Bible is fiction, Jesus is not the Son of God. With that said, we then have to create an alternative infrastructure. We need to create places where people can go on Saturdays and Sundays to congregate, to meet as a group, and to discuss issues. We, I don't know how much you want to recreate. Do you want to recreate the calendar? How far do we want to go with this? But we need to address those issues head on. I'll let you come and then go back to me.
Okay. In the first place, don't expect people in small towns or even big cities to make a stand on that issue, because they would be stoned to death at worst, ostracized from their own communities at best. Secondly, religion, organized religion, has about a 6,000-year jump or 5,000-year jump on those who would end religion.
No, I'm not seeking to end it.
I know what you're saying. Who would change it to be more real? Well, no. Now wait a second. If you don't end religion, then you negate your entire argument. Religion is nonsense. All of it is nonsense. So the point here, I think, is that it's impossible to resist. I mean, how are you going to do it? We live in a country where the majority of people believe in the Eden story of the creation of all life, that they believe in Genesis. They say, yeah, that's true. There was a talking snake that brought evil. You know, this is just like the Greek mythology of Pandora's box. But nobody, you know, in any mythology you find a woman who brought all the troubles onto the earth. I don't care what the religion is. It's always, in every religion you find a flood that destroys everything. In every religion you find a virgin birth. In every religion you find an Adivar or son of God who is butchered by the local people and then he rises up. You know, how are you gonna stop religion on such a grand scale? Which is what you have to do.
On an intellectual scale. I'm not
never
saying.
Work. Never work. How many people live in their intellect, Dave? Most people live in their emotions. Come on, you know that.
I know, but I'm saying somewhere along the line it can be challenged. I mean, I broke out of it. Other people have broken out of it.
Well, all right. Now you're talking where I can agree with you. Individuals have to break out of it. When you break out of it, there's no point going around, stopping people on the street on a Sunday morning out in front of a church or on Saturday morning out in front of a synagogue and saying, hey, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree. You ought to give this nonsense up and get real. You know what's going to happen if you do that? First of all, you'll be probably arrested. And if you keep it up, somebody's going to say, you know, get that atheist bastard, tie you to a tree and pelt you with stones until you die.
But
you know,
do we allow the threat of violence to stop us, even though, yes, there is the reality that if you, you know, stand up to these people, they're going to take violence. They, you know, they've done it. They did it in the South in the name of Christianity. Look what's happened in the name of Christianity in this country. Adolf Hitler killed 40 million people in the name of Christianity. All in the South, all the lynchings and the apartheid and slavery, it was all in the name of Christianity.
Well, I definitely believe in standing up and taking a stand. All I'm saying is you have to kind of do it by example, not by rhetoric, because if you try to do it rhetorically...
What would you suggest as far as setting up other things? What else? What are things that people are going to need to do?
Well, what you're doing. Just what you're doing. What I do in my life. What I do with my kids when they were little. To try to influence them not to be sucked into hysterical mythology that means nothing. Hey, I got to leave it there, Big Dave. Good call. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Where we all love thy neighbor, if thy neighbors understand. We won't let too many Mexicans across the Rio Grande. Welcome to Jesus' land. Now
this is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, One of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
You love someone.
Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be free with me.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Twenty-five before the hour, we are talking about the revelations today that, as reported in the New York Times, after they withheld the information for a year because the Bush crime family ordered them to, that the National Security Agency, the NSA, has been spying on American thousands of American citizens with impunity and without warrants and without legal authorization for the past almost 4 years. How does that feel, truth seeker? Huh? Boy, it didn't take those sons of bitches long once they got into office, right? And secondly, we learned this week that the Defense Department has been building dossiers on American citizens and that the information contained in those dossiers has somehow gotten into the wrong hands, whatever that means, and the classified list of people in those dossiers is now going to be used by whom? One of Negroponte's hit squads? And I have a lot of right-wing lurkers who cluster around this program like dogs around a fire plug. Of course, they don't know what happens if they lift their leg. Who are willing to go along with this because they're such idiots. Right-wingers. And I said during the first hour, even somebody as fundamentally insane as Bob Barr, former U.S. congressman, former federal attorney during the Reagan years from here in North Georgia. Even Bob Barr is losing it over the USA Patriot Act. When the vote for cloture was defeated today, which means it didn't come up, the USA Patriot Act extensions did not come up for a vote because enough of the senators, a large enough number of senators prohibited it, Bob Barr dashed off a congratulatory letter to them. Chuck Hagel's against this. There are five or six Republicans who say no. Now, I don't know why there's only five or six. This is the part that is astonishing to me. There were 47 Republicans, I'm sorry, 52 members of the United States Senate today wanted to grease the path to American fascism to a greater degree than the Bush crime family has already greased it. 52 senators, which is a majority of United States senators, want to take this country into fascism gleefully, willfully, thrillingly. This is like the Nuremberg Laws instituted by Hitler that began the utter destruction of the Jewish population in Europe. And the German people went along with, go ahead. And the Nuremberg Laws, which were targeted against the Jews for the most part, were not limited exclusively to the Jews. What the Germans didn't understand was that they went from living in the German Democratic Republic into a fascist state of National Socialism. And as a result, millions of them were butchered. And I'm not talking about the ones that went to the death camps. I'm talking about the ones who were incinerated by Allied bombing runs. Is history repeating itself? No, of course not. It already has repeated itself. As tragedy several times, is it repeating itself this time as farce? Possibly. But this stuff is real. This stuff is real. I mean, if when you went, let's go back to high school real quick. When you went to high school, didn't you have American Civics classes? Didn't you have American History and Government classes? I know I did, but I went to high school 1,000 years ago. I know my kids did. When they were taught about the sanctity of the documents on which this country was founded. Now, I've had several teachers teach my children who were honest enough to say, of course, the documents didn't apply to everybody, and the documents were put together at a time when this nation decided they were going to eventually commit genocide against the indigenous people that lived here. And we were involved in slavery. And
Only white landowners could vote. And. But the documents were put together, and they were living documents, and they had a chance to survive, and they did survive for 230 years, and until this pack of pigs has come in to office illegally, unjustly, and are destroying it. Destroying them. All, everything. So we find out that the Bush crime family, Bush himself, George Tinker Toys Bush, authorizes, because he is a powerful man, the National Security Agency to go ahead and spy on American citizens. No warrants, no judicial oversight, no protection, nothing. This is like 13th century, 12th century, England, since that is our mother country, I don't care where you're from, the United States of America, the mother country, and the father country, the one that we rose up and cut its throat, is England. So here we are. And I have a hard time believing that spying. Oh, they spied. Oh God, that's awful. Or Jack Cafferty on CNN tonight, who seems to have done a 180. He's extremely pissed. I think Cafferty is one of those guys who would like to be just an honest-to-God, run-of-the-mill conservative. But you can't in this country anymore. You are either a threat to the American Republic or you are a neo-fascist. There is no halfway ground. Either you're a neo-fascist, which means you support this twerp in the White House, or you're a threat to the Republic. So here's poor old Jack Cafferty, who has come to realize in the past few months the kind of country that he's living in, and possibly what his business has done to perpetrate this destruction of the American Republic. So he has up on his website, the question of the day in the Situation Room, what do you think of all this? And people are writing in, emailing in. And out of all the letters, Cafferty had a couple, I guess, in the interest of fairness that he put up there, where people are writing in and said, well, I've got nothing to hide. It's right with me if George Bush orders dossiers and phone taps and email peeks and open the mail and come into your house. And, it's all right with me. I ain't got nothing to hide. Jesus, I hate people like that. I hate people like that. Why don't you sons of bitches go live someplace where totalitarianism is already established? It's almost here now, but some of us have determined that when it finally comes to this moment, we will fight. We will fight. Now, you people who say it's okay are probably going to be the ones we're fighting against, because it's not okay. It's not okay. Let's go back to the phones. All right. Clint is calling from Michigan. Clint, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, it's my buddy Clint who sends me all the stories. Hi, Clint.
I want to wish you guys a happy holiday before I rant about this secret snooping on us. Boy,
well, thank you. I appreciate it. Back at you.
When I heard about this today, it just reminded me of that story that came out a few years ago about this Poindexter guy setting up this thing in the Pentagon. Is that what they were talking about? Good boy.
No, this is something entirely different. What Poindexter was setting up, a total information awareness. They used the Masonic eye that we find on the back of the money. Poindexter is a murderous, he's just a sick man who belongs in an institution.
Well, they all do, the whole administration does.
There are so many of them who are like that. Poindexter, of course, was one of the key figures in Iran-Contra, and he's a murderer. Mm-hmm. He has fallen off the radar screen as far as media is concerned, because media are afraid to dig around and find out where that rat bastard wound up. But trust me, he is doing as much evil, vile stuff to the Constitution, the American way of life, as he can possibly do.
Yeah, and when you hear about this stuff, you feel like you're living in the Soviet Union or something like that.
Or worse.
Yeah, and the person that really needs to be monitored are the people in the Bush administration.
You're right, like, but before they're monitored, they need to be removed from office.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
Legally and peacefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And if anybody needs to be, watched, it's these folks because of what they're doing. And, do you think the fact that the Democrats stood up to this Patriot thing? Do you think maybe they're starting to show a sign of a backbone so we can maybe believe that the Democratic opposition is coming back to life again?
I believe that there are Democrats who would give their lives to make sure that the our system of government is not prostituted by this Bush crime family, which is not to say that I think the Democratic Party leadership as a whole is capable of withstanding the Bush crime family. But as far as I know, every single Democratic senator who voted today voted against what was essentially a vote against reaffirming this corrupt American Nazi act.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, got to leave it there. Clint, thanks. Always good to hear from you. Merry Christmas to you, pal. Take care, all right?
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa! Talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
I've always, you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it.
It's 10 before the hour. Ah, there's our man. Brother Sky Blue is calling in from Memphis. Brother Sky, welcome to the program.
Mike, every soldier I see that dies in this war, I think I know the government is not free, but our government promised us freedom of religion, and we got a right to it. There should be free radio. God said, behold, I give you every green herb bearing seed on the face of the earth. To you it shall be. For me, Emanuel Swedenborg shows that this symbolism used in these stories in Genesis, this story about the herb, you see, these are good intentions. Man has a six-stage progression and his spiritual regeneration. And hey, we caught this Peter Bronstein. This
thanks, Brother Sky. Mary is calling from Washington, D.C. Mary, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yes, there's a very illuminating book, which if it was made into the right kind of movie by progressive Hollywood, it could seriously undermine the stranglehold of the Vatican and other Christian fundamentalist religions in general. It's called Unholy Trinity by Mark Ahrens and John Loftus, and it documents.
I've heard of it. I haven't read it, but
It really helps explain how fascism took over this country, because it goes into how the Vatican worked closely with the CIA and the Nazis to bring something like 10,000 Nazis over to the North American continent alone. Mm-hmm. That included the 1,000 scientists that most people heard about in Operation Paperclip. But many of these people joined and moved to the top of corporations, and they joined the Republican Party. They were part of the Get Out the Republican Vote effort. Mm-hmm. Richard Nixon helped defend one particular Nazi. I think his name was Rudy Malexa, something like that. But there are many books on the subject. There's a professor, Christopher Simpson, who has written books on the fascism that spread from Europe to American corporations. He has two books. One is called The Splendid Blonde Beast, and another is Blowback. But Unholy Trinity documents how the future Pope Paul VI, when he was Undersecretary of State under Pius XII, he used convents and monasteries throughout Europe to hide Nazi war criminals from the Allies, and they printed up fake IDs for them to help smuggle them into the U.S. Mm-hmm. And when you see how the Nazism, with the help of the Catholic Church, really was not really defeated, but it was put into hiding and brought over to the U.S. for another, well, Fourth Reich or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It explains how we got to be where we are now. And if this were properly exposed in a movie like Fahrenheit 9/11,
yeah,
Americans would look at Republicans and right-wing churches in a different light. They would realize that Pope Paul VI, who wrote the anti-birth control encyclical, really should have been hung at Nuremberg. he knowingly funded with Catholic Charities funds. He funded the slaughter of a 500,000 Orthodox Christian Serbs in Croatia. He funded the Nazi Catholic Ustashi takeover of Croatia in 1942, and they bragged about murdering pregnant Christian Serb women. They committed atrocities that even sickened German Nazis. And this story has not really been properly told. And if Americans understood what the church was doing during World War II and afterwards, and how Cardinal Spellman helped bring these Nazi war criminals to the U.S., and how they worked closely with Alan Dulles and other members of the corporate America, I think the Bush family was involved, they would just be sickened by it, and these people would lose all their so-called moral authority. They would realize that women don't have to, they don't have to obey the church on the bans on birth control. When they realize that encyclical Humanae Vitae was written by a Nazi war criminal who should have been hung at Nuremberg.
Well, I as I sit here and listen to you, you certainly have done your homework on this stuff, Mary. This is one of the reasons, and I can comment on what you said, but I think what you said speaks for itself. This is one of the reasons that I truly despise all organized religion. As far as spirituality is concerned, I think that's a wonderful aspect of human evolution, but as far as religion is concerned, that's an attempt to destroy spirituality, to just beat it to death. So you get no argument from me. Mary, thanks for checking in. I appreciate the comments that you had to make. I think most of us who have studied any kind of pre- and post-World War history understand the involvement of the Catholic Church with the Nazis, Pius XII especially. And I know the Vatican and certain writers in the more militant Catholic organizations have tried to downplay or negate or eliminate the complicity between the Nazis and the Church in Europe. But the Church had gleefully participated, mostly passively, in some instances actively, in the destruction of the Jews in Europe for the obvious reasons. For the obvious reasons, okay? Don't forget, it wasn't, when was it, Vatican II, when the Jews were absolved for the murder of Christ? Come on. Most people understand this stuff. Religion sucks. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The White House says the president needs to tell the American people what has been accomplished in Iraq and where we are headed. So it has scheduled a nationally televised Oval Office address by President Bush this Sunday evening. The address will be the culmination of a series of speeches that preceded this week's parliamentary elections in Iraq, as the president worked to rebuild public support for the war and his reasons for it. Meanwhile, an army commander says troop levels that ballooned to more than 150,000 in advance of the elections will return to previous levels. The U.S. Senate has failed to extend the USA Patriot Act, the post-9/11 legislation that broadened police powers. Senate Republican leaders failed to end a bipartisan filibuster of the extension. Key provisions of the legislation are set to expire at month's end. Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy angrily cited reports that President Bush secretly approved a post-9/11 plan to spy on people inside the U.S. without the usual court approvals.
It is time to have some checks and balances in this country. We are a democracy. We are a democracy. Let's have checks and balances, not secret orders and secret courts.
The spying story was reported by the New York Times. One day after parliamentary elections in Iraq, a bipartisan group of senators met with President Bush at the White House. Chatting with reporters afterward, they cheered the successful elections. Arizona Republican John McCain warned against a quick withdrawal of U.S. troops.
As you know, I think we need to lead the level of troops we have there, and I think that it's a mistake to start drawing down prematurely, but I am guardedly optimistic.
Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman said it's important to empower the majority of people in Iraq who want to live in peace.
It is a war between essentially 27 million Iraqis who want to live a better life and 10 or 15,000 terrorists who have a different vision of the future. And we're there to protect the right of the majority of Iraqis to live a better life.
The NAACP is trying to block the appointment of Judge Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. NAACP officials point to several past rulings and writings by Alito that they say go against the organization's core beliefs. Chuck Williams has more.
Some of the issues include a 1985 writing by Judge Alito that disagreed with the concept of one man, one vote, and a court case in 2000 where the judge voted to uphold an anti-affirmative action decision to a lower court. The NAACP also cites several other issues. They're asking their members to start a letter-writing campaign to Congress, urging them not to confirm Judge Alito to the bench. I'm Chuck Williams.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Here's a quote for you. Our friend Lance in Manhattan, Illinois, sent it to me. Here's the quote. The national government will maintain and defend the foundations on which the power of our nation rests. It will offer strong protection to Christianity as the very basis of our collective morality. Today, Christians stand at the head of our country. We want to fill our culture again with the Christian spirit. We want to burn out all of the recent immoral developments in literature, in the theater, and in the press. In short, we want to burn out the poison of immorality which has entered into our whole life and culture as a result of liberal excess during the past years. And, of course, that was Adolf Hitler, July 22, 1933. If you do a Google on Hitler's quotations, you will find the extent to which he was the most famous Catholic, the most famous Christian, you might say, then, of the 20th century. I said famous. And at no point did the Catholic Church ever see fit to excommunicate this mass fanged killer. Interesting. Let's go back to calls. Jeff is calling from Long Beach, New York. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Mike, you are an ass. Complete ass. You have no clue what you're talking about.
Why do you start your phone call with me with an insult?
Because I've listened to you.
You must be a conservative.
Yes, I'm
conservative. You must be a Republican.
Yeah,
you must be. Okay, well, that explains it. Goodbye, Jeff. That explains, don't your mothers and fathers, you right-wingers, don't they teach you even the most basic rules of etiquette? Don't they ever teach? I mean, do you have a wife? Do these people have wives or daughters that kiss mouths like that? Jesus Christ. I mean, you start a conversation. I welcome you to the program, and you call me an ass. Well, do I sound shocked? No, not the least. This is what you people are like. This is exactly what you people are like. Now, I'll reissue the offer or the challenge or whatever. If there's any Republican out there, any conservative, who can put together a coherent, normal sentence, who can call this program to debate an issue, to talk about, to defend your position, you're welcome to come aboard. I've been saying this for 3 years on this program and the one I hosted before this one. But I've never seen it happen. You people are junk. You really, really are. You're just junk. And I don't get it. You sit on the phone for half an hour, 45 minutes, so you can call me an ass? Ooh, woo! It's just, you make my case. Every one of you freaks that call in, you make my case over and over. And the audience across the country listens to this. And they go, yep, yeah, well, Malloy's right. Malloy's right. Over and over and over and over again. Oh, well, whatever. Let's move on here. Ben is calling from Queens. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ben. I mean, I told you, we talked about this before. We'll do it again. And, I mean, it's like every time I've listened, the same thing's been happening. That's explained how Bush got into office.
Well, and, Republicans or conservatives, and I asked him, you must be a conservative. Yep, you must be a Republican. Yep. This is why America is going to hell, because people like that vote. Well, I'm assuming he votes. I don't know if he votes or not. But this is why the country is in the shape it's in. This is why we're committing mass murder. This is why we have spying on our own citizens. This is why we put together death squads. That guy is a Nazi. He's an absolute fascist by definition. I don't mean that as a slur. That's what he is. He's an absolute fascist. And these are the people who have sat on the sidelines, sat on their hands, while George W. Bush, the most ignorant, vile man in the 20th century, 21st century, certainly, to take over the office of the presidency, got to take over the office of the presidency. You would think if Jeff or any Republican, any conservative, had any honor whatsoever, that they would demand that Bush get the hell out of office and put in a real conservative. But they don't, because they're Nazis. I'm sorry, it's your dime, Ben, and I'm just going on and on. Go ahead.
That's okay. I agree with you. I was just going to say, fortunately, there's a lot of people in the country who don't think like that guy. I mean, enough people are getting slammed by this administration that, you know, people are just, they're getting fed up. I mean...
I think the Jeffs in the United States are diminishing, and that's one of the reasons he feels threatened. He's probably a white supremacist, too, because, you know, he feels threatened. But politically, I think even Jeff reads, I'm sure he does, or he listens to Fox News or whatever, and even they, on their website, will publish a poll showing that Bush's support is once again falling to 30%. And the majority of Americans don't like where we are, whether they're liberal or conservative, real conservatives, Democrat or Republican, men or women, old or young, gay or straight. We've come to the conclusion that this Bush bastard is destroying the country. But there will remain people like the Jeffs who are so eat up with fear that they call a radio program and say, "You're an ass," rather than doing something to try to save the dignity of this country. But anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, let's say you don't know what you're talking about, and I was kind of hoping that you would ask, okay, well, what's your story? Like, I'd like to see what if he knows what he's talking about, let's let him explain it to the world, you know? But
I used to do that with these right-wingers, but they have nothing to say. They can't put together a paragraph that defends. How do you put together a paragraph or a sentence that defends someone who will lie us into a war? I don't see how that can be done.
Well, he admitted that the intelligence was false, and he said he'd do it again anyway, which is kind of amazing, you know, how somebody can say, well, yeah, I was wrong, but I would do it again. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, he's admitting he's a criminal, you know. But I was saying that there are more people. I mean, not the Democratic Party as a whole, but, I mean, there's people like, you know, Kathleen Rowley, who is, you know, a whistleblower. With, you know, she was kicked out of the FBI for telling the truth. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the people in her state will give her, or her district will give her a chance to run for Congress, and maybe the people in Ohio will vote that Gene Schmidt character out of her seat, you know. So it's up to the American people. I mean, we don't have a parliamentary system where they can have like a no-confidence vote and get them out. So
right.
people can't just, you know, ride in the streets or just, you know, protest in Washington until everybody goes home. So it's just the idea of hopefully, you know, conditions are bad enough. I think, you know, with Katrina, it took the scales out of a lot of people's eyes, you know, because they saw right out on Americans as home that, this guy has no bottom. I mean, he could really care less. And then the people from the Katrina evacuees, you know, they bring the news to wherever they're going to settle, you know. And on the news, there's a thing where there's like thousands of trailers and motorhome trailer homes and campers ready to go, and they're just sitting there because FEMA won't pay for them.
Right.
So, I mean, this kind of thing. I mean, these people can only soil America for so long before, you know, the Americans throw them out. I mean, before when you were talking about fascism in the 20s, you know, what wound up happening was the Great Depression. You know, I mean, that's what it took then. So hopefully we won't have to get that far off the track.
Well, I hear you. I hope it doesn't. It also took it took the deaths of 60 million people on the planet to get rid of fascism, at least not get rid of it, but to submerge it until it started sticking its ugly, putrid head up again. Hey, listen, thanks, man. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Thanks, Lebanon.
All right. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Supposed to be protecting me, storing every little file. Make a promise and take a while. Hooked up to a satellite, make sure the world's behaving right. I don't mean to bust your groove, think it's time we made a move. Freedom isn't free tonight. Freedom isn't free tonight. Freedom isn't free tonight.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included.
That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Oh, really? 21 past the hour. Nancy writes in, Mike, I'm listening to you at work on my computer. The wiretaps, eavesdropping, etc. of tonight's topic is exactly what the Patriot Act allows. Americans don't even know what's in there. Those of us... who do, just kind of, or I should say those that do, just kind of accept it as okay because they think it will never happen to them. My youngest son on the morning of September 11, 2001 said, quote, this will give them the excuse they want to start moving toward martial law. That's their goal, end quote. He was 20. From Nancy in Reno. And regarding Jack Cafferty, who I mentioned earlier as having done a what appears to be a complete 180 in his attitude. Get an email here from someone whose anonymity I will respect. Mike, I worked at CNN with Jack Cafferty, and I'll tell you, he's a straight shooter all the way through, no BS. He says what he wants about anyone, including the wrongs of the current administration. Calls him idiots on the air. The sad thing is CNN doesn't know what to do with him and his outrageous views, so they make him a token view man. Sad but true, and the crew loved him for that honesty. If you use this, I'd rather you not use my name. Okay. Yeah, I get the impression that Jack Cafferty is, even when he was coming across, in my opinion, as somewhat of a conservative type, curmudgeon, you could tell it was from the heart. Back to the phones. Nicole is calling from Minneapolis. Nicole, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Nicole. Problem with Nicole? Can you put her on hold? We'll come back to Nicole momentarily. And let's go to Steve, who is calling in from Georgia. Steve, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey.
Jack?
Doing fine.
This is a fantastic show. This is that Mary from Washington. What fascinating information. Was that called Unholy Trinity?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I've got the Steve from Massachusetts, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Now, what were you saying about Mary?
Just that book, Unholy Trinity. Is that a fiction? Is that a novel, or is that?
No. It's an attempt by that particular writer to explain.
Okay, so it's a work of nonfiction. That's what I'm trying to clarify. I'm going to look for it. It's a fantastic program. You were you basically kind of said a lot of what I wanted to say when I first called, but you were talking about the cabaret era and people just kind of waiting for the Führer to finally do the right thing. And I wanted to make the point that he did not do the right thing until he heard the pitter-patter of Russian boots in the streets of Berlin. And I wanted to ask you...
That's true.
Pardon me?
That's true. That's when he put the pistol to his temple and blew his worthless brains out.
essentially, really, from my reading of history, the resistances in Europe, in fascist Europe, were weak and small and very few, and really mostly any of the few people of good conscience in fascist Europe 60 years ago were waiting for help from outside. And I just wanted to ask you, are we, I'm as anti-religion as you are, but I can't think of something to say, but heaven forbid, are we in a position like that? And is there anybody out there who would care enough?
Well, I think we may be in a position where incipient fascism can take over in this country, yes, but not for the same reasons. We have to remember...
That's not what I was asking.
Oh, well, what were you asking?
I was asking, I think we are very much, I think we're pretty far along into that.
Right,
I was
right.
Asking if heaven forbid, we're in a position where we're even worse than a caller saying that the alternative to what the liberals, I agree with you, are never going to do is us becoming a third-rate banana republic. Are we at risk of having to turn our eyes to the outside world? And does anybody care as much as the allies care?
Uh-huh. Well,
Can you follow me?
Yeah, I do. I don't think there's anybody outside the outside world that we can ask for. Who are we going to ask for help? Hugo Chavez? I don't.
Given a little right now.
Right, but I don't think. I don't think there's anyone that the U.S. can turn to the way the world turned to the allies, and I don't think the world really turned to the allies. We just got pissed off because we were hit at Pearl Harbor, and we were pissed off because the fatherland, England, had been relentlessly bombed for a couple of years prior to our...
That's sort of the flip side of what I wanted to ask you. In the 2004 campaign, Howard Dean brought up the phenomenon of encirclement.
Yeah.
If we keep pissing off so many what seem to us two-bit armies around the world,
right,
do we run the risk of the phenomenon of encirclement occurring?
I think you're right. Steve, I got to leave it there. Thanks. Thanks for checking in. Good points. I think Howard Dean is absolutely right.
He would shoot Saddam.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band divorce lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana.
Paid for by ONDCP.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet-dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or...
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The press missed the mark this week in covering Tookie Williams' plea to halt his execution. The real story wasn't the celebrities who lined up to support him. It wasn't whether he'd redeemed himself through his anti-gang work. It wasn't even the outrageous racial skew to the people we send to death row. The real question is this. Is the death penalty even moral? The answer is no. Thinking people from across the political and religious spectrum agree, from conservative Senator Sam Brownback to religious leaders. This month's Mother Jones features the story of Catholics who are standing up to protest capital punishment. The essence is this. The act of killing another person is never justified, even as justice for a barbaric act. It demeans us as a society. This is the message our elected officials should hear.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
That amazing grace, though it passed you by. You wake up every day and start.
It's about 26 before the hour. MDM writes in, Mike, another point about what Steve was alluding to, will the world rise up against us? Because they have to. Are we the new Nazi Germany that the world will have to defeat? No one is above world law one way or another. Well, my answer to that is I don't think there's any nation on earth that really constitutes a threat, a military threat to the United States at the present time, or at the current time. I just don't. Who would it be? Yeah, the Russians still have almost as many nuclear tipped missiles as we do, but given the state of the Russian economy, if they ever launch, the damn things would probably rise about 80 feet off the ground and then fall back into a nuclear explosion on the launch pad. But we still maintain, the United States still maintains every single military spying system that we had during the Cold War, the 50 years of the Cold War, and more. I mean, you stop and think. You can subscribe, or not subscribe, it's free. Download Google Earth and then take a look at your house starting in outer space. That's if you go to Google. U.S. Defense Department, they can read license plates on some filthy, swine-infested back alley in some city in China. No, there's no military threat to the United States that is rational. There isn't. We are a threat to the rest of the world, but there's no military threat to the United States that's rational. Forget the North Koreans. North Koreans couldn't find their asses with all their hands, so they got a couple of nuclear-tipped missiles. Ooh, well, that's a threat. China, forget about it. The Chinese are not interested in making the planet radioactive. The Chinese are interested in dominating the entire universe economically, and they probably will wind up doing just that. Who else is there? The Iranians? Please. There is no one. The United States is, I hate the term, I've always hated the term, superpower. Sounds like something out of the 70s, doesn't it? But the U.S. is that. Now, in order to end the kind of slow torture that we give to the rest of the world, and I mean that literally and not so literally, in order to mitigate that, we're going to have to develop leadership inside this country. Come on, we know that. We are not Nazi Germany or fascist Japan or fascist Spain or Italy. We're much more interested in world domination than the architects of the Third Reich ever were. Our leadership is much more capable of violence and destruction than the Japanese or the Spanish or the Italians could ever even contemplate. There's no force on this planet that could stop the United States militarily. If we decided tomorrow to eliminate Russia as a state, to end Russia and the 130 million people that still live there and their former KGB half-witted leader, it would take, what, 6 minutes? And it's all over. As far as China is concerned, if we ever nuked China, really a total thermonuclear attack on China, the stench of burning flesh would hang on the planet for the next 10 millennia. You know, how vile with this do you want to get? The United States, and its under its present leadership, and in our utter, absolute, total, and complete disrespect for international law and for international survival. You know, the overarching issue, I do believe, is the fact that the planet is heating up at a much faster rate than even the most conservative scientific predictions would have indicated 10 years ago, 5 years ago. We are losing glaciers. Jesus. I mean, you know, northern Europe, starting on the British coast and working inland, in a very short period of time, is going to become uninhabitable because the Gulf Stream is just not going to reach there any longer. And on and on and on and on. When the tundra in Siberia melts as it's doing now, and the methane gas that exists in that area in the billions of tons is released into the atmosphere, there's going to be an exponential increase in the effects of global warming just from that. And here we are, you know, murdering Iraqis. Here we are trying to get Israel to nuke Iran. Here we are selling off all of our paper to the Chinese. Jesus! And what is needed here is a global effort, determination, cooperation to stop what is going to eliminate all the nonsense if we don't deal with it. But in the meantime, no, we are faced with situations that have heretofore only existed in science fiction. And what do we have running our various countries, whether it's the U.S. or the U.K. or China or Iraq or, you know, I didn't name a country, you know, Russia. I don't know. Where is their enlightened leadership? I'm sure it exists somewhere. Maybe New Zealand, maybe Canada, maybe, I don't know, the Norway, Sweden. But we need it on such a massive scale right now, don't we? I mean, come on. This is not a lecture. I'm not going off on you here. You know this as well as I do. These are the things that people who tune into this program think about. I know you think about it. You think about it all the time. You push it in the back of your head, but it's there. Who gives a tinker's damn who gets their clutches on Iraqi oil? Who really cares when we're faced with what we're faced with, right? Huh? It's that kind of a situation. So, to MDM who emailed, you know, will the world rise up against us? I don't think so, because any nation or that tried that would immediately be ended, just ended. That's one of the reasons that the Bush crime family loves dealing with terrorists. If we're going, let's pretend and accept the story of what happened in this country on September 11, 2001 as received wisdom. It's true. It's factual. Let's just pretend to go along with that. That's the sort of thing that the Bush crime family hopes will continue because it keeps them in power. You've heard that old saying, cancer will kill you, but crabs will drive you crazy. Right? You know what I'm saying. You know, the Israelis and the Palestinians, the Catholics and the Protestants in Northern Ireland, all these groups that have been hacking away at each other for how long? You know, blowing up each other's civilian populations, murdering each other's bus riders, ending the lives of each other's commuters, blowing up school children, you know, killing, and yet everybody, you know, just keeps going. You know, an endless supply of people to be blown up on all the sides. And in the meantime, the overarching issue of whether or not we're going to survive as a species just hangs there. You know, and then you have these degenerates, these absolute demons like Hannity or Limbaugh, the rest of these people, or any conservative who says, well, you know, global warming, that's, it's all cyclical. As though cyclical global warming is to be ignored. Even if it is cyclical, you dumb bastards, don't you get what's happening? But no, of course not. We're going to talk about, bringing democracy to Iraq. And we're going to send as many people to their deaths as necessary in order to bring this fake democracy to Iraq that becomes just a lump of clay for the Bush crime family to play with. Oh, that's real important stuff. You know, that's real important stuff. That's what we need to focus on. That's what we need to argue about in this country, is whether or not there should be war in Iraq. Right? I'm sorry, I just totally went off there, didn't I? Do we have time for, I think we do. No, I guess not. We're going to have to take a break here in just a few seconds. We'll try to get another call in when we come back. Stick around. And don't forget, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'll be sitting in for Randy Rhodes. That will be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And at night, Peter Werby will be filling in for me, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And then we'll tell you about the next week's schedule again later on in the week coming, or something like that. It's on our website. Just go to MikeMalloy.com, and it's right there, right on the main page. But come Monday, tune in. If you want to hear me, tune in to Randy's program. If you want to hear Randy, you're out of luck. We'll do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday coming. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to our New York crew, Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, who engineered the program, Dee Neal, our associate producer, and the folks outside New York, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, and the moderators at MikeMolloy.com, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, Catherine Bay is our executive producer. And let's see here. Where were we? I don't think we were talking with anyone. Let's talk with Jack in Glendale. Jack, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm just really concerned about everything that's being discussed about this. There's so much information on the computer. I'm just so surprised at how many Americans are just, I don't know if they read it and they don't believe it or what their problem is, but then I heard something on the radio today about George Bush Sr. being appointed for some job in the UN with Kofi Annan, and how he was happy that how he handled the tsunami effort, and George Bush is saying, me and Barbara just broke our hearts to see the, you know, I don't know if you were heard of that.
I haven't.
It was on Air America.
Well, I very seldom listen to Air America during a day like today when I'm, you know, just not...
Right.
Not tuned to radio. I hadn't heard a thing about it.
And then I think to myself, I remember 8 years ago or 10 years ago when, even more, I guess, when Clinton had won and it was apparent he was going to be president, and they asked Bush, what is he going to do? And he said, I'm going to retire to private life with my grandkids. And yet, what in the world is Bush Sr. doing now with another job, you know, with the UN over there? It's like these Bushes just don't want to let go of power. They're just making these power grabs.
Well, yeah, isn't, you know, that's what Jesse and Frank James did when they were still alive. You know, they kept up their criminal activity. Once it gets in your blood, it's kind of hard to get away from it, right?
Yeah, I'm just afraid of, we might have to have another country liberate us, but I guess after hearing what you said just now, that doesn't sound very very likely to that we can depend on someone to come
no,
with.
No, 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 and we shouldn't. We should take care of our own situation here. You know,
yeah.
We don't have a country. We're not Iraq, where there's a country like the United States that's going to starve us and deny us the right to overthrow a fascist government, which is what we did to Iraq. You know, nobody can force the United States to do a damn thing. Now, in a lot of ways, that's good. In a lot of ways, that's bad. Under the Bush crime family, most of the ways are bad. If we're to change what is happening here, then we're going to have to do it internally. The American people are going to have to say, okay, these thugs have crossed the line. It's time to take the country back. Now, I hope that day arrives. I do. And I hope it arrives in a legal and peaceful manner. But
yeah.
If it doesn't arrive in a legal and peaceful manner, then the people responsible for inciting the American public to rise up will be the ones responsible. Those responsible are responsible. You know, I realize that's kind of a circular logic, but I hope that comes through loud and clear. We're a nation of laws. We should respect the laws, but we have a regime in power who urinates all over our laws and the international laws. So we're supposed to play by the rules while the leadership plays by whatever they decide to do on any given day of any given week as long as they're in power. That almost begs for a population to rise up and say, no, oh no you don't. At least about a population whose institutions are based on law, like ours are. Ours are.
Right.
So I don't know. I'd like to think that we can handle this ourselves. I just hope the American people, I hope we have not turned into such a nation of sheep and cowards and religious fanatics that we won't, when the time comes.
I'm with you on that. Is it going to be another civil war if there's so many people on the other side?
I hope not. I certainly hope not, but if the lights do go out, you know, I've already got dibs on Limbaugh and Hannity and a couple more, so you're going to have to pick your own, okay?
Falwell and Roberts.
right.
But I read on the computer today that the Patriot Act number one, none of Congress was allowed to look at it when it was passed through, that Cheney intimidated and steamrolled it through by saying that anybody didn't vote on it. To get it through or came up against it would be responsible for the next attack. I don't know.
Well, that's partly true. I think the so-called USA Patriot Act, which is really the USA Fascist Act, it was out there for senators and members of the House to read. Just so many of them don't read what they are voting on. They have a staff member read it, and the staff member might skim a summary. Because he or she's not going to read it either. So the fact that this passed into law the first time is not because Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld are fascists. That's a given. It's because the people that we hired to represent us in the House and the Senate failed miserably at their job. Yeah, I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot for checking in. I appreciate it, Jack. I'll see you Monday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time on Randy Rhodes' program. All right, take care. Have a great weekend. Watch your back, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
On Air America Radio.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a nurse, and washing my hands all day makes my skin raw.
Here's a real letter from Victoria of Connecticut about our ultimate healing lotion.
What a wonderful product. I feel it working even after I've washed my hands.
Goldbond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
It works better than any lotion I've ever used.
Can your lotion do that? Goldbond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare. I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Pow! Boink! Have you ever dreamed about making your own comic books from your video gameplay or your own photos? Now you can! Planet Wide Games comic book creator self-publishing software for the PC will let you use your video gameplay and digital photos to make your own comic books. This super simple, easy to use software allows you to create your own customized and personalized actual or online comic book using your own digital imagery. Immortalize everything from a dramatic battle scene from your online gameplay experience to your vacation. Select from one of over 500 unique layout and design templates and just add in the software's word bubbles.